By some estimates, the world is losing more than 50 million acres of tropical rainforest a year, an area double the size of Virginia. On the Indonesian island of Sumatra, much of the destruction has been traced to a Chinese company called Asia Pulp and Paper, or APP. The family that owns APP also owns Mercury Paper, a company that moved to Virginia after the governor offered a $250,000 incentive to relocate from California. Asia Pulp and Paper, which supplies all of Mercury's raw materials, was recently singled out by Greenpeace when laboratory analysis showed its paper towels, cardboard, and toilet paper were made from rainforest trees. Rolf Skar is a forest specialist with Greenpeace.
APP products have either traces or large amounts of this rainforest fiber.
APP's sustainability director, Ian Lifshitz, says the company sets aside 40% of its land for conservation and community development, and it never destroys pristine forests.
85% of our raw material comes from existing plantations, a tree farm.
But Greenpeace says it's those tree farms that lead to lost habitat for wildlife and lost rainforest for a warming planet.
They are actually the leading driver of deforestation.
APP's Ian Lifshitz dismisses that claim, suggesting his company's critics don't know what they're talking about.
I'm assuming you haven't been out to Indonesia, and I know for a fact actually a lot of these environmental organizations haven't either.
In fact, Greenpeace and the World Wildlife Fund have dozens of local partners on the ground in the Indonesian rainforest, and I spent several days there with the International Reporting Project talking with people who live in the forest, like Andrew D'Souza. He works for an orangutan sanctuary and says some companies are clearing natural areas because it makes financial sense to do so.
When they start in good quality forest, at least they can make some profit from the initial clearing of the forest, from selling that wood. It's some profit that can hold the company over until 4 or 5 years when really the first crops start to come in.
Asia Pulp and Paper says it has permission from the Indonesian government to create tree plantations on degraded land. But the rainforest is vast, corruption in government is rampant, and maps are not always accurate. The World Wildlife Fund says some land that's labeled as degraded is perfectly good habitat for elephants, now facing possible extinction in Sumatra. They've lost 70% of the jungle, their food source, in the last 25 years.
Hungry and homeless elephants don't just go quietly. They go after community crops and do a lot of damage, and they end up getting poisoned or shot as a result.
The company points proudly to a sanctuary it established for critically endangered tigers, but World Wildlife's Jan Vertefoy says APP is taking down that rainforest too.
We found out through satellite imagery that APP was clearing part of its own tiger sanctuary.
Philip Rundle, Mercury's special advisor for corporate and government affairs, dismisses that claim and suggests the World Wildlife Fund, Greenpeace, and an Indonesian coalition called Eyes on the Forest are misinformed.
Satellite pictures don't tell a story. We believe there were chemical weapons in Iraq from satellite pictures, and they were not.
But many American stores believe the environmentalists. In our next report, we'll tell you who's boycotting APP and Mercury and what those companies are doing to win business back. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.